Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. We were going to discuss wonderful winter dishes today on the show, but because it's been so unseasonably warm lately, we had a rethink. Not. Never in the two-year history of the VPR Cafe has a topic been so amazingly topical. Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to share some suggestions she got from local chefs for hearty winter meals. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
It has flown, hasn't it?
Yeah, when you're eating, time flies.
It does. Now, one person you spoke to about hearty winter meals was George Schenck from American Flatbread. So what did he have to share?
George actually wrote a poem called In a Warm Kitchen. And one of the really neat things about flatbread in Waitsfield is it's not only got this wonderful pizza baked in a wood-fired oven at a farm where you can run around or sit outside by a campfire. It has what George calls dedications. He's a writer as well as a cook, and he's written, he estimates, 1,400 dedications, which are his little phrases and words and thoughts about food and community. Mm-hmm. So for him, writing is of a piece with cooking, really, and sharing food. So when I asked him about what he likes to eat and cook in the winter, he made a little poem, and it's called In a Winter Kitchen by George Schenck. In the half light of midwinter, when the wind blows cold and drifts the snow up around the window, there's no better place to be than in a warm kitchen. Thoreau wrote that his wood pile warmed him thrice, first by cutting, then by stacking, and again by burning. And so it is in a winter kitchen. The stove warms the room like no other heat. The good food warms us from inside out. And family and friends who always gather in such a place warms our soul, best of all.
And what is his favorite?
It's a winter chicken stew. As he said to me, one reason my recipes aren't published much is the length of the stew, in which just making stock has, I counted, 11 steps. That's only the stock. The stew has another 9. And the ingredient list is, you know, huge, long, interesting. And one reason it's such an involved kind of elaborate recipe is because he likes to give attention to each ingredient, sort of cooking them separately and adding them at various points rather than throwing everything to a pot together, which some stews do.
Now, a similar dish is gumbo, and a couple of people you spoke to suggested that. Who were they?
Two people suggested gumbo. One was Clarina Cravens of Healthy Living Market in South Burlington. She runs their educational kitchen and classrooms. She grew up in Wisconsin, but apparently she's got Creole Louisiana family roots, and she really likes the gumbo, and she likes to share it with family. She feels like she's sort of spreading generations of food and love with her gumbo. And a gumbo can have many different sort of iterations and ingredients. And she says that the key, what's sort of common to all, is a roux and parsley and bell peppers. But a lot of people put chicken in it. And the other chef, Tom Sullivan, who mentioned gumbo, is at the Barbecue Cider House in Waterbury. And he has a chicken andouille sausage gumbo that he likes to eat with rice. And I saw a picture of it. I didn't eat it. It looks delicious.
Both sound warming. Another person you consulted was Courtney Kontos of the Chef Kontos Kitchen and Store in Shelburne. So what did she recommend?
She recommended something I'd never heard of before, which is called a Dutch baby. And it's what she likes to cook on Sunday mornings in the winter on her day off. And it's essentially a sort of a pancakey crepe and made in a cast iron skillet. And she likes to eat it with very thinly shaved Vermont ham and maple syrup. It sounds really good and quite easy to make and quick to make. And
it does sound great. And I've never heard of it. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing foods that help fend off the chill of winter. Now, Sally, you also reached out to a chef up in the Northeast Kingdom. Who'd you talk to there?
I talked to the chef owner of Parker Pie in West Glover, and he said that he likes to make what his mother makes and his grandmother makes before him, and that's roast chicken with mashed potatoes and pan gravy and carrots and peas. And again, this is sort of drawing back to both his roots and what's satisfying and sort of, and that's actually what I like to make too. I kept thinking, can I think of something different that I'd make if I had to pick one winter dish? And it would be, it goes to exactly what Ben Trevitt said, which is roast chicken. And I like to make it in a cast iron skillet, just one pan. And I don't even bother with stuffing anymore because it's sort of a pain, and I just put root vegetables, some in the cavity and some around it, and some herbs and a little lemon juice, maybe a little white wine on top, and roast it, and you get in one pan dish and excellent meal.
Oh, sounds beautiful.
How about you?
So it has to be something stick to the ribs, and like you said, other people have mentioned this, something that harkens back to Mom's kitchen. And so for me, walking in from the cold and having that pot of soup on, usually a beef stock soup, a lot of root vegetables in it. Mom uses carrots, parsnips, onions, potatoes. But then she makes these farina noodles. So farina, like cream of wheat, you know.
Wow.
She'll whip an egg and then mix in the farina and then just form almost like little dumplings in her hand.
Wow.
And drop them right into the soup. And it is exquisite.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's at the end of the soup, as the soup's done, she just plops in these little dough balls.
Exactly. They cook, and then they absorb the flavor and the moisture from the soup. And it's warming and wonderful.
That sounds really good.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.